June 3rd through the 9th. John chapters 13 through 17. Continue ye in my love. As you read the Savior's teachings in John 13 through 17, the Holy Ghost will help you identify messages for you. Record the impressions you receive. Today we call it the Last Supper, but we don't know if Jesus' disciples fully realized when they gathered for the annual Passover feast that this would be their last meal with their master before his death. Jesus, however, knew that his hour was come. See John 13, verse 1. He would soon face the suffering of Gethsemane, the betrayal and denial of his closest friends, and the agonizing death on the cross. Yet even with all of this looming before him, Jesus' focus was not on himself, but on ministering to his disciples. He humbly washed their feet. He taught them about love, and he reassured them that, in one sense, he would never leave them, and they need never leave him. Disciples then and now find solace in his promises. I will not leave you comfortless. See John 14, verse 18. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. See John 15, verse 10. Ideas for personal scripture study. John chapters 13 through 15. I show my love for Jesus Christ by keeping his commandment to love. Jesus had already taught that the two greatest commandments have to do with love. See Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. In keeping with this emphasis, love was a major theme of his final instructions to his apostles. As you read John 13 through 15, you might note or mark each use of the word love. You may notice the word commandments repeated frequently in association with the word love in these chapters. What can you learn about the relationship between love and commandments from the Savior's teachings? What other words do you find repeated frequently with the word love in these chapters? Based on what you learn, consider writing a brief summary of the Savior's teachings about love. See also D. Todd Christofferson, Abide in My Love, Ensign O'Leona, November 2016. John chapters 14 through 16. The Holy Ghost helps me fulfill my purpose as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew he would soon leave his disciples, and he knew they would need spiritual support once he was gone. To help them understand how they would receive this support, he taught them about the Holy Ghost. What do you learn about the roles of the Holy Ghost from the Savior's words in the following verses? John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, and verse 26. John chapter 15, verse 26. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. John 16, verses 12 through 15. Why did the disciples need this kind of help from the Holy Ghost? How has the Holy Ghost fulfilled these roles in your life? As you continue studying the New Testament, look for ways the Holy Ghost blessed Jesus' disciples. How would your life be different if you invited the Holy Ghost to influence you more deeply? See also Mosiah 3:19, Mosiah 5:1-3, 3 Nephi 27:20, Moroni 8:25-26, and Moroni 10:5. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verses 12 through 14, and Moses chapter 6, verse 61. See also Holy Ghost, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. As I abide in Christ, I will bring forth good fruit. What might it mean to abide in Christ? See John 15, verse 4. What fruit shows that you are attached to the vine, which represents Jesus Christ. John chapter 17. Jesus Christ intercedes for his disciples. Jesus' words recorded in John 17 are known as the intercessory prayer. In this prayer, Jesus prayed for his apostles and, quote, them also which shall believe on him through their word, end quote. See John chapter 17, verse 20. That means he was praying for you. What did Jesus request from his Father in behalf of you and all other believers? This prayer also teaches profound eternal truths. What truths do you find as you read it? John chapter 17, verse 11 and verses 21 through 23. How are Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father one? In his prayer in John 17, Jesus emphasized his unity with the Father. But this does not mean that he and his Father are the same being. When the Savior prayed that his disciples may be one, even as, or in the same way that, he and his Father are one, he was not asking that the disciples become one being. Rather, his desire was for them to enjoy the same unity he has with the Father. Perfect unity of purpose, heart, and mind. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. What does our family learn from the example of the Savior in these verses? In what ways can we follow his example? John 13, verses 34 through 35, and John 15, verses 9 through 14. As you discuss the Savior's teachings about love, consider also these words from President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "In today's world, nowhere is that bedrock foundation of love needed more than in the home. And nowhere should the world find a better example of that foundation than in the homes of Latter-day Saints, who have made love the heart of their family life. Love is the very essence of the gospel, the noblest attribute of the human soul." End quote. From As I Have Loved You, Ensign Orleahona, February 2017. Your family members may enjoy drawing pictures or writing on paper hearts, something they love about each other. They could place these hearts around the house as a reminder to show love for one another. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. It might be fun to read these verses outside, next to a vine, a tree, or another plant. How does this activity help your family members better understand the Savior's teachings? John chapter 15, verses 17 through 27, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. Why do you think Jesus Christ warned his disciples of persecution? How are disciples persecuted today? How can the Savior's counsel in these verses help us when we face persecution? John 16:33. How has Christ overcome the world? How has his atonement brought us peace and cheer? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 6. John 17:21 through 23. How can our family be more united as Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father are united? Why does the Lord want us to be united? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 27. Improving our teaching. Use audio recordings. As you teach your family the Scriptures, consider listening to the audio version of the Scriptures, found on LDS.org or the Gospel Library app. Listening to John 13 through 17 can be particularly powerful because these chapters contain so many of the Savior's words.